From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Consumers are spending more, apparently because they have to. The Commerce Department reports a 0.4% jump last month as people shelled out more money to buy food and fill up their gas tanks. Take those two categories out of the mix and consumer spending is up by 0.1%. Robert Dye, senior economist of PNC Financial Services, says today's report signals that the recovery still isn't ready to pick up speed.
With the consumer spending, you know, accounting for over 2/3 of GDP, it's a major force in the economy. And with the consumer that is just treading water right now, that is a major signal that we will not have above trend growth.
Driving across the U.S., you're likely to pay about $4 for a gallon of regular gas. Well, Memorial Day may hold new meaning for the residents of Joplin, Missouri. Hundreds of mourners crowded into a church near the town to pay final respects today to one of the victims of Sunday's tornado. Adam Dwayne Darnaby was among at least 132 people killed in the storm. Former Bosnian Serb commander Ratko Mladic is deemed fit to be extradited to the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports Mladic's lawyers say they will appeal today's court decision in Belgrade.
Mladic's defense lawyer said today the appeal is based on the argument that his client is too frail and sick to face trial and needs urgent medical care. His team is asking for a medical commission to examine the former general. His son today said outside the courthouse that his 69-year-old father had two strokes while on the run for nearly 16 years and can barely speak. But many see the medical claims as stall tactics. A Serbian court spokeswoman said Mladic has chronic ailments but is well enough and able to follow any trial. Mladic is accused of orchestrating Europe's worst atrocities since World War II, including the massacre of some 8,000 Muslim men and boys in the Bosnian town of Srebrenica, as well as the brutal 4-year siege of Sarajevo. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
Abortion rights groups, including Planned Parenthood and the ACLU, are challenging a new South Dakota law that would require women to wait 3 days before they can get an abortion. Details from NPR's Kathy Lohr.
The court challenge says the new law seeks to restrict access to abortion by imposing the longest waiting period in the country, 72 hours, and forcing women to get counseling from pregnancy centers that oppose abortion. The suit also claims the law interferes with a patient's right to privacy. Abortion rights advocates say the measure puts women at risk and makes it harder for them to get abortions. It's scheduled to go into effect in July. States across the country have passed dozens of new laws this year to restrict abortion. Indiana was the first state to defund Planned Parenthood. Others are passing bills to require sonograms before an abortion. And some lawmakers are banning abortions at 20 weeks based on the assertion that fetuses feel pain. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR. Do tests help students, teachers, and schools improve if there are rewards or sanctions tied to how students perform on tests? The answer, apparently, according to a study by the National Research Council, is no. More from NPR's Claudio Sanchez.
Despite the growing reliance on test scores, the study found little evidence that high-stake tests accurately gauge or help drive achievement. For example, high school exit exams, now used in 25 states, contribute to lower graduation rates without increasing student achievement. The study also found that sanctions and rewards tied to tests mandated by the federal government's No Child Left Behind law have resulted in meager gains in math and reading. Using test scores to evaluate teachers is also questionable. In short, teaching to the test and attaching sanctions or rewards to the results are not good policies. Instead, the study concludes policymakers should rely less on high-stakes tests and adopt broader measures of performance in order to hold students, teachers, and schools accountable because what's in place now is inadequate. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
NASA says it is done with its part of the construction on the International Space Station. Today, Endeavour astronauts Mike Fink and Gregory Shamatov became the last shuttle crew members to carry out a spacewalk when they installed a 50-foot boom. From now on, spacewalks will be performed by full-time residents of the orbiting outpost. Endeavour's crew is scheduled to head back to Earth in a few days, ending NASA's next-to-last shuttle flight. A last flight to deliver supplies is planned for July. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 39 at 12,442, and NASDAQ gained 14. It's at 2,797. This is NPR News.